opción, digamos.
Outnumber the people in the IRS and the breach, they have 100,000 to 1. If you all stop filing, there's no way they can come after all of us. And they already know that, folks. They know the victory is in fact. The good news is that they are falling apart already. Already there's about 80 million Americans who do not file 1040 income tax confession draft forms. Yep, you heard me right. 80 million Americans do not file 1040 forms that the IRS claims they should have filed by. So Anthony is absolutely right. You have no duty whatsoever to pay any money whatsoever to the federal mafia. And that's exactly what the federal government has become. It's a mafia. Would you voluntarily and knowingly pay the mafia? And some of you would say, oh, but I'm afraid of the mob. The mob might hurt me. You know, I don't want the mob to hurt me. I understand that. I'm not blaming you for having those legitimate concerns. But first, let's acknowledge we are dealing with the mafia. We're no longer dealing with the government of, by, and for we the people anymore. Okay? You are paying the mafia. So now that you know that, the question two becomes, what do I do about it? Keep funding your enemies to enslave and destroy you and your family? Does that make any sense to voluntarily keep paying money to your enemies who try to enslave and further destroy you and your family? It makes no sense to me. Why would anybody do that? And so that is why Freedom Law School, we have provided at our website. If you go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, we will show you that based on U.S. government's official legal website, no law requires 98% of Americans to file and pay income and payroll taxes. That's right. Not my opinion. U.S. government's official legal websites. We are sticklers for the law. And see, that's how we can restore freedom in America. By helping you regain your power and freedom with knowledge, you will never again voluntarily have to pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely, and even with a guarantee if that is what you desire. All you got to do is to go down and take these 7 steps to free yourself of virus deception first. That's first, deception. They deceive you. They trick you. And have you be afraid. See, I'm free of the fear. But I'm not free of the fear before I got to first show you've been lied to, you've been deceived. You don't need to be afraid. But you're deceived to be afraid. I know you are deceived to be afraid. You will not be afraid once you understand what's going on. Once you understand how weak the federal government is, how much powerful you got. Remember, I have not filed and paid any federal income taxes for over 30 years. And teaching Americans, by the way, for over 30 years to do the same. You would think I'd be the first guy they would want to put in prison to stop waking the American people because I'm teaching lawlessness.
they should be able to break the law. But no, they don't try to put me in prison because I have not broken the law. I'm following the law all the time. There is no law that requires the people of the 50 states to file and pay federal income taxes. Only citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., federal workers, contractors, and pensioners, they have to pay federal income taxes. See, so once you understand these things, how you're deceived, your fear will be gone, and now you can stop them robbing you of your wealth, of your hard-earned money, and then you will no longer be a slave. Yep, you can do it for free on our first 5 of these 7 steps, and you can have a guarantee if you go on and there's another step. So folks, go to freedomlawschool.org. It's all there for you for free. So now I'm going to take your questions and comments, as all I understand is not going to be with us tonight. That's okay. I will conduct the Freedom Hour by myself, answer your questions. So the call number, and we're going to put it on the screen. I don't know why we hit the wrong number on. We got to correct that number. It's, there we go, 657-383-1755. If you have a question, you know, call the number 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, press 1. Now, I'll take your questions in turn. Remember, press 1 on your telephone keypad after you dial 657-383-1755. We have a caller. From area code 863, followed by another caller from area code 405. So call from area code 863. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hello, Payman. This is Louise. I heard about Freedom Law School, I think through Red Pill University years
mm-hmm.
ago. And
okay.
And my question is, I have a student loan, and I have an income-based payment, and they use my 1040 to determine my monthly payments. Annually, they check that out. So how would I handle that?
I'm sorry. I'm not a student loan specialist.
Okay. Good enough.
What I can help you with, to not be a slave. Do you file income taxes right now, Louise, to the federal government?
No.
Great. Don't ever start. The one tip I'm going to give you about student loans is a couple things. What is the interest rate on your loan and the amount of it?
Oh, I don't even know.
How much?
It's over $200,000.
Okay. And what's interest rate on it?
I think it's 3.6 maybe.
And what is your job? What do you do for a living?
I'm a physician.
Okay. I'll tell you what. That is a very low interest rate you got, 3.6%.
Yeah.
That is lower than rate of inflation. So the more you drag on and pay it over time, the money you're paying to them becomes less valuable because inflation, you know, is reducing the value of money. So I would just pay the minimal as soon as possible and live your life as best as you can because you took out a loan to get mm-hmm. your degree, to get this job, and at some point, you got to just pay it off. That's it. But on the money that you make as a physician, you don't have to pay income taxes. Do you work for yourself? Are you an employee of a hospital or a big corporation?
Solo practitioner.
Solo practitioner?
Mm-hmm.
Great. You're free. You are. It's easy. I mean, when's the last time you filed a 1040 form, Louise?
Last year.
Okay, this is going to be your first year.
Mm-hmm,
congratulations.
So.
Shake your hand. good. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm glad you finally, after hearing us several years ago, decided to go mm-hmm. and take the yoke off of slavery, no longer say master, here's my statement under oath that I owe you money. I hope you take EDs on me because my CPA accountant says if I don't, I'll go to prison. He says I got to pay you money so I don't go to prison and pay this extortion money. So this CPA accountant tax attorney got me really scared, so I'm going to do this thing, even though I don't understand these tax laws at all. And I don't think he understands it either, but he convinced me that was a safe thing to do, so I'm going to go have this confession from him and tell you I owe you money. Please go easy on me and don't audit me. No more of that. You just free, Louise. Congratulations. Any other questions?
Thank you. Thank you, Payman. Appreciate your input.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. We have, let's see, from area code 405, then area code 612, and the call we have from area code 406. From area code 405, my friend. Is it 405 or 406? I think we got, 405, yeah. Give your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there for me? 405. One more try for me. 405 caller. If you're not there, I'll go to the call from area code 612. 612 area code caller. You're live with Freedom Law School. Please give me a first name. You heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, Payman, good evening. First name's
Reed
over here in St. Pete. Got your name from, actually I've seen it for quite a while, but a guy that I flew with is one of your students. And Kevin, I won't give the last name, but I think you know him. He's over here as well. So a bunch of us have been discussing this, and he didn't have the answer. So I just wanted to ask, do you have airline pilots as students?
Yes.
Or clients?
Yes, we have students who are pilots too. Absolutely.
Okay. How did they handle dealing with the company, you know, changing the W-4? Did they get pushback, you know, from the company, or
no pushback? On our website, we have the forms on how to stop withholding properly, whether you work for a big airline or any other company. And so, when you go out on our website on the right, freedomlawschool.org on the right, you go down to free yourself from tax withholding. Okay. And when you go over
there, I watched that video.
And the paperwork is at the bottom. You know, we have very little resistance from companies on the stop the withholding, very little of it. You know, one time, a lawyer of the company gave us a problem, but we solved that problem too. So it should be no problem.
Okay. So one last thing. Did you see that article that came out today from CNBC that the IRS is targeting the non-filers making between 400 and a mil? Supposedly,
no,
they're
going to
start
out
sending
right
out.
Now. CNBC, hold on. IRS.
Yeah, CNBC.
Targeting non-filers.
And it came out today.
I'll have to check it out. Let me see. You know, what they're saying is that we are being effective. That's what they're saying. But that's a bunch of bunk. I'll show you. Let me see. Oh, there it is. There it is. The scare tactic. You know what they're doing here, folks? I'll show you what they're doing here. What they're doing is this. Whoa. You're afraid. I'm majoring me at doing my job. The Wizard of Oz. Be afraid.
Yeah, there you go.
And see, the media is pushing a button to be afraid, be a slave. Let's see what they're saying is scam. In fact, thank you for bringing it to my attention. I'll take a few minutes to go over that. Now, after you, I'm going to go to area 406 caller and 802 area code caller. Guys, don't forget, I'll be there for you guys. Don't hang up. Okay, let's see. published, by a certified financial planner. Yeah, these people that make money off of you, okay? IRS unveiled a plan to target wealthy non-filers with a new round of compliance letters. Non-filers make between $400,000 more than a million with unfiled returns for submitting to one will receive initial round of letters. Agency urges recipients to take immediate action to avoid more letters, high penalties, and stronger enforcement measures. Wow. There it is. Because guess what? They know Freedom Law School is winning. Yep. They know we're beating them. Okay. They cannot stop us. So they're just using propaganda. Yep. Let's see what this says a little bit more. Okay. Let's see what the link is. So Honeycomb taxpayers and the IRS will start sending letters. Let's see what that is. See, this is how I do my research. IRS aims to close iniquity gap for unpaid taxes, how the agency targets top earners for audit. Let's see. This is not talking about non-filers at all. See, this article is about filers. We covered this before, this article, okay? And what is this one? Starts simplifying millions of complicated taxpayer notices in a filing season. Well, that's just simplifying the notices. It's got nothing to do with non-filers at all. Period. Now, listen to what the IRS itself says, okay? Okay, IRS launches new effort aimed at high-income non-filers, 125,000 cases focused on high earners, including millionaires who failed to file tax returns. Their financial activity topping $100 billion. Really? Funny thing, they mentioned $100 billion. I'm going to come back to that number. Okay? Let's see what they say. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't see anything really new besides the propaganda that they said, okay? Okay. Oh, this big IRS will begin by mailing these compliance alerts for failed to file tax return, formerly known as CP-59 notice. Okay, what is that? Let's see. CP-59 notice. Okay. All it is, what is this notice about, okay? Okay. File your personal income tax return immediately. We'll explain us why you don't need to file. Oh, I know what this letter is. This is a toothless letter. It's just a scare tactic. It means nothing. Zero. A big fat zero is what that letter means. It's that tell you right there. Look at it. It says, okay, we send this notice to you, just a notice. That's it. Because you have no record of that you filed your prior personal income tax returns or returns. That's it. It's not a legal document. For the IRS to come after you, they must file a return for you. Or you got to file yourself. Then they got to send you a notice of deficiency, a notice of tax shortage to you that gives you a chance to go to court and challenge them. Yes. When you don't file, you preserve your right to have a trial. So this letter means nothing. What it does show you is the IRS has not even done this worthless piece of trash letter either. The fund starting that to scare a few of you to be a slave. Let's continue reading, okay? So now we got that far. What else does it say, okay? About 20 to 40,000 letters will go out each week. Okay, they're all worthless anyhow. Beginning with the files in the highest income categories. Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, of course. Then what they say, people receiving these letters should take immediate action to avoid additional follow-up notices. Oh, well, guess what? They're admitting they're going to send you follow-up notices, which are just as worthless. These notices have no tooth at all. They are not the official notice of deficiency. IRS must send you a chance to go to court. Yeah. And they're threatening with all this penalty threat nonsense. You know, scary, okay? Let's see what I said, okay? Now they give you more language. If someone hasn't filed a tax return for previous years, this is the time to review their situation and make it right. Wow. Okay. All right. The new non-file initiative is part of a large effort underway with the Irish working to ensure large corporate and large partner and high income individual filers pay the taxes they owe. See? This is just only what they say is a part of going after income individual filers pay. They come after filers. That's right. And I'll show you on our website, maybe you've seen it, IRS is leaving non-filers alone. Yes, they're leaving us alone. And these toothless letters mean nothing. They mean that much in law. Because they're not the official notice of deficiency that gives you a right to charge them in court. And they don't want to do that because you will overprove and kill the tax court judges. They have only 31 U.S. tax court judges for the entire 50 states of over 330 million. Yes, you heard that right. 31 tax court judges for over 330 million people. Mm-hmm. That's like one tax court judge to every 10 million Americans. Yeah, 10 million Americans and one tax court judge. This is just all bluffing, as always, scaring you. So, yep. And of course, the thing about the corporate tax filers, large partnerships, is the story which this what was this article. You know, they talk about, you know, working to reverse historically low audit rates for large corporations, complex partnerships, and high wealth individuals. That's right. Audit is only for filers. If you don't file a 10-4 income tax confession form, there's nothing to audit. You never claimed on the 1040 form, one of these doggone forms, any expenses, deductions, credits, nothing you're claiming to audit and check to make sure you deserve and should be allowed those expenses, deductions, and audits and write-offs. This is all for filers, folks, that they're talking about. There's nothing at all to worry about. Thank you for bringing to my attention. I'm gonna tell you guys this. What you want to do is to go, well, this is a myth of the IRS in reality, as you see, number one, okay? I'm going to show you, and what you want to do, folks, is just go step three. You got three of our seven steps. Realize that the IRS is over 99% bluff. Not 99% bluff. No, I'm saying IRS is over 99% bluff. Mm-hmm. See? So according to our government reports, since 2011, there has been a 90% decrease in forced collections or levies. Since 2016, the IRS has deliberately chosen to leave repeat non-files alone. That's right. That's us, the Patriots. Yes. Okay. And these worthless notices mean absolutely nothing. They're still leaving you alone. It's just a propaganda war. That's the Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, January 6th insurrection hoax, right? Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Some Arabs did 9/11. Terrorists did their 9/11 attacks. All lies and more lies and more lies. The major media tells you in most religious bias. Okay. As seen on TV, I believe it's what's on the boob tube. Right? So the fact remains that for every $1 that the IRS spends on filers, the IRS collects over $300. Whereas the same $1 spent on non-filers, the IRS only collects under $3. If you were the IRS, for every dollar that you got, would you rather collect over $300 or would you rather collect under $3? Yep, the answer is pretty clear. They're going after filers because that's what the easy money is. Well over 100 times more profitable, right? So thank you for bringing that, Arthur, to my attention. Reed, anything else I can help you with, brother?
No, just one last thing on the Social Security. When I have not yet taken it, but if I do this, will they take out automatically the tax, or will they, you know, abide by that W-4?
Nope. They will not take anything unless you allow them to steal your money out of your paycheck or Social Security payments they make to you. Anything else?
Okay. Nope, that's it. Thank you very much, Benjamin.
You're welcome, my friend. Before we go to 406 and 802 area code callers, the call number is on the screen for you. 657-383-1755. And what you do on your press 1 on your telephone keypad, you'll be next. 657-383-1755. And your telephone keypad, press 1. Now I'll take your question after the 406 and 802 area code numbers. We have a call from area code 704 who just joined the queue for getting your questions answered. From area code 406, my friend, give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, it's area code 406 is Dan. And my question is,
how you heard about it, Dan?
Oh, and how I heard about you was my wife had found you, and I'm so happy that she did. It's amazing.
And how did she find us? Thank you.
How did you find him? Oh, it was G. Edward Griffin is where my wife found you from.
On his website, needtodo.news, or did you find me on the Red Pill Expo? Because I tell you, folks, needtoknow.news is my favorite news source out there. That's G. Edward Griffin, needtoknow.news. They take the best news out there from different sources, and they put them on this page, maybe on the average, maybe one story a day or two. Say what's really going on there that you need to know. The best news is my number one source. Did your wife go there, Dan, or from Red Pill Expo that she heard about Freedom Law School?
All right. Yeah, it was the Red Pill one. We'll check out the Need to Know News later.
Very good.
But, and my question is, on the petitions, it says that you have to put your street address. Well, we don't get mail delivered to our street address. It's all P.O. box. Is that is the street address a legal thing, or is it just wherever you get your mail?
Wherever you get your mail, like the post office box, it's just fine. I live in a rural area myself, and so we don't get mail at our house either. We always use a post office box, and that's just fine. You can use that as your address on the petitions to Congress about the income tax deception.
Okay, because I am so ready to send those off. And then, so I'm not familiar with how, I mean, if, in fact, we did get an official notice of a deficiency that you had mentioned just previously, what do you send to them to say, to make them say, oh, my God, this is Payments people?
Don't worry about that if you plan to join our Restore Freedom Plan, because we take care of all that for you.
Okay.
If you don't, I have courses online that pod that taught you a challenge and those deficiencies, although this course is about 21 years old, but the fundamentals of it haven't really changed. There's some improvements. So, but they're not even coming after non-fathers with a neurodevelopmental deficiency. Let me show you this because you're going to be blown away. I'm going to show it. You see, they're leaving. See, the best way to avoid the IRS to have it, you know, is to have neurodevelopmental not file. Because in 2017, okay. I stopped going after people who do not file 10th income tax confession trap forms for 7 reasons, which are listed on my website, step 3. So I'm telling you, they're not coming after non-filers. I'm going to write here in this page to number 6, and you see here we go, this chart, this flyer. It shows the IRS used to come after about maybe a million non-filers only with toothless letters. Not notice deficiencies, but toothless letters. Okay?
Okay.
And by 2009 and 10 that they did that. Okay, by 2016 that crashed to only about 1,000 people for repeat non-filers. Okay? And in fact, the report says they suspended going after repeat non-filers. IRS actually did that and told the IRS auditors, we don't have the money, resources to come after non-filers. See, and in fact, IRS refused to go after even extremely rich non-filers. As the report came out in May 2020, that high-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the Internal Revenue Service. Okay. U.S. Treasury auditors gave the IRS a list of 100 richest income tax non-filers who each would owe the IRS about $100 million. Not $100,000, $100 million each, and recommended to the IRS to go after these people for taxes. You would think that'd be a no-brainer.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
$100 million each. Here's 100 of them. Name, Satan surveillance number. Just go easy money. And what was IRS's response? Did they issue them notice deficiency or criminal investigation or anything? Nope. The IRS is so broken, disorganized, lazy, and irresponsible. These bureaucrats are irresponsible. They don't answer to nobody. But the IRS refused to commit to going after these extremely rich high-income non-filers. So all the IRS is doing right now, as you saw, is just propaganda. That the good old major media happily puts out for them. Here's the propaganda on good old-fashioned CNBC, mainstream media, right? Oh, IRS targets wealthy non-filers. It's just a bunch of lie after. This is as much truth to this as the Trump-Russia conspiracy. There's as much truth to this story as it is the January 6th of the insurrection. Got it? So you got to stop leading the lies of the IRS. You're welcome, my friend. All right?
Any other
questions, Dan? You good?
I'm good. Thank you. You're a godsend. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Let's go to a call from area code 802. Give me your first name, my friend. How you heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. My name is Rick. I saw you on an interview with Dr. Jane Ruby. My question is, has to do with taxes that we have to owe. And I'm looking at the IRAs. I have money in IRAs, and I'm pulling the money out of the IRA. And I found, I think it was Title 26, Section 404, that they say that it's a domestic trust, an IRA is, and each IRA is one contract. So my question is, does that make me have to file because of that withdrawal and because it is a contract which is above the Constitution?
No. Look at me on screen if you can. I'm holding up right now the Internal Revenue Code. This is the federal tax laws, the Bible of the IRS that supposedly IRS is trying to enforce. Can't follow. Over 10,000 pages of gobbledygook. Okay? Bunch of minutiae nonsense. Everybody gets lost at. You don't belong in there at all. You're not there at all. Because per the definitions that are hidden at the end, this whole thing applies only to Washington, D.C. people, federal workers and contractors and pensioners. See, what you didn't know, folks, what you were not taught in the public school system is America is not a country. America is 50 countries in a union. That's why we call the United States, United Countries. That's why the president once a year gives to Congress a state of the union address, not the state of the country address. Because we're not a country, we are a union of 50 states. Used to be 13 states back in 1776. Now it's grown to, or countries, now there's 50 of them. We were not taught in a public school system that from 1776 till 1791, these 13 countries or states were absolutely completely independent and have cooperation, the Articles of Confederation. The federal government did not exist. It was the cooperation of these 13 countries. Then in 1789, they proposed to create an agent government. The states decided through their delegates, called the United States government. And this agent government was going to the common defense and common needs of the states, like, you know, foreign countries that got common defense, common embassies, common money, okay, common immigration rules, things like that. So that's what they did. All of the powers were retained by the states or the people. All of it. Every state is a country, has its own legislature, its own governor, and its own Supreme Court. That's right. Every country. It's like France, Germany, and Italy. Italy are part of the European Union. European Union government has certain powers delegated to it. England was part of it and just pulled out, no longer part of that union. Germany and France have delegated a few powers to the federal government over there, same thing here. But we're not taught this in the public school system. The federal government was given Washington, D.C., okay, to be safe from any state pushing their federal government down. If it was headquartered in New York or Pennsylvania, those states could have put the thumb on its newly government back in 1791. They gave it Washington, D.C., and it said any land that states give you, like for defense, like military ports, you can do what you want with it, make any kind of rules and regulations you want in that federal land. So the Internal Revenue Code, your IRA is written for that federal land. Income tax applies to only Washington, D.C., citizens, residents, and people who perform functions of federal public office. And the payroll taxes apply to certain people who live in four U.S. island territories of Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and American Samoa. But they didn't tell you that. Okay? So they suckered us. They literally suckered us to believe it's all patriotic duty to support our government. But your government is not the federal government. Your government is a state where you live in. My government is the state of Florida. Yes. Okay. Florida is my country that belongs to the Union of the United States of America. So you don't have to pay this foreign government at all. Your money never needed to be in federal government retirement accounts. Never needed to be in there at all. But you did, so fine, just take it out. as much as you want, whenever you want, take any amount of those IRAs. Okay, you put in a trust account according to federal rules, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yes, it is a trust under federal rules, but you can take it out because your money should have never been there to begin with, Rick. Does that answer your question for you?
Yeah, but I guess we still have a problem. We got the unlimited right to contract, and from what I've been studying is contract law is above the Constitution, so they can't, you know, if they can, and they tell you right in, you know, that section that the IRA is one IRA is one contract, and you're saying that, you know, unless we're fighting that it's fraud to begin with, we are entered into a contract, right?
No, wrong. That's a baseless legal theory out there. You don't make a contract forever and ever and ever. No. Every single 1040 form is a separate confession, separate taxable event. So for one year, you file a 1040 confession form. For 2020, you claim for that year, you owe the IRS money. But if for 2021, you did not file 1040, you owe them nothing. There is no such thing as a forever contract. Okay? So IRA money, you thought you had to put it and call it under federal law IRA. You never did. It doesn't matter. You can take it out all you want. And if you want us to protect you, we will do that too. If you're worried about that, let me suggest you consider and to go to, here we go. If you're the founding fathers type, want to return America to freedom, like these people you see on the screen, stood for freedom, what you can do, you can enjoy, join that Restore Freedom Plan, okay? And for you, the modern day founding fathers of America, the privilege of 100% guarantee is available. You can enjoy 100% guarantee when you legally stop filing and paying income taxes with Freedom Law School. And as long as you are a member of the Restore Freedom Plan, Freedom Law School will prevent the IRS from taking, levying your money, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you in full. You will never go to prison either. All guaranteed, you have a track record of being the IRS for well over 20 IRA money, doesn't matter whether your money was IRA, wages, profits from a company, corporation, commissions, business income, stocks, bonds, real estate, crypto, short-term capital gains, long-term capital gains, rental income. It doesn't matter. What matters is where was that money earned? If that money was earned in France, pay French income taxes. If that money was earned in Japan, pay Japan income taxes. Was made in Italy, pay Italy income taxes. It was made in Washington, D.C., pay Washington, D.C. income taxes. That's a separate country. United States in tax law does not mean the 50 states. It means D.C., Washington, D.C. So you were never in Washington, D.C. at all. You have no money coming from Washington, D.C., do you? You, Rick?
Social
you have any money
security
for Washington, D.C.?
Just Social Security.
And that's by federal law, not taxable. Other than that, your IRA was never set up in Washington, D.C. It was set up in one of the 50 states, correct?
That's right.
It was never taxable ever back then, nor is it taxable now. You are free. Anything else?
Okay. No, that's it. Thank you, Bayman.
You're welcome.
Appreciate what you're doing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. We have several more calls from Erica 704. Then we have Anonymous Carla. That number shows up at a bunch of 111. Then from area code 970. They had one from area code 919. And another call we have now from area code, I think it's a 941. I think we're going to scroll down a little bit. I think there's a 704, I think, after that. So hang on, folks. I'll get to all of you one at a time. Let's go to the first call we have from area code 704, 437 prefix. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah, my name is Doug. I found it through a Google search.
What did you search?
I just searched income tax situations.
Really?
And, yeah. You come up as Freedom Law School.
Very good.
By
okay,
Google,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm curious, if you don't mind me asking
is,
you, I'm curious, Doug, just for curiosity's sake, what did you type in on Google?
What's that?
That what did you type on Google search that gave Freedom Law School as an answer? I wonder what keywords would lead you to us, because usually they give you IRS or H&R Block, something like that. What did you search on Google to find out?
I can't. It was a little while ago when I did that. Exactly how I did it, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I may have fished around quite a while before yours come up.
Okay, because I tapped income tax freedom.
Yeah.
And guess what, folks? You hear the income tax freedom. Here's what you get. Look at this. You get free tax USA, free tax return, tax freedom day, you know, how to file your taxes for free. That's what they do. They don't give
yeah.
you nothing to be free. Okay. Very good, Doug. How may I help you, my friend?
Yeah, my question is, has anybody that you work with ever had any problem with their bank accounts being frozen?
Very good question. The answer is right here on our website. This is part of our 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. No student of Freedom Law School who has come with us clean like you. Stop filing income tax with us first. Now, somebody else who has stayed with us has ever gone to prison for federal taxes, nor had their paycheck or bank account levied or home or business seized by the IRS. I've done this program, the Restore Freedom Plan, since 2001. It was called the Royal Freedom Package. That's our track record. And this cartoon about the IRS myth is true. They are not a Godzilla. They're a little toothless, fireless lizard out there. Any other questions, Doug?
Yeah, no, that's good. I got the other question I have is we're coming into a good, probably into a bull market here with a crypto here this year. And if you cash out and you put your money and you put a significant amount of money in your checking account, how does that not raise problems with the IRS or with the government?
I just covered that.
You know, with the war.
I just covered that
What's
a few
that?
Minutes ago, my friend. Look, I just showed
no,
you.
No, I'm talking about putting – I'm talking
Doesn't
about
matter.
Just a small amount. I'm talking about if someone puts, say, $1 million, all of a sudden they cash out and they get over $1 million. They put
okay.
it into their checking account.
I'll address it
What
for
do you think
you.
Is going to happen? What
Nothing.
Do you think will happen?
Nothing. Look at this. Look at my – on the step 3, I've covered this for you guys, okay, that the part that I show you IRS is – over 99% bluff, okay? I'll cover this issue in more detail for you, okay? Where is it? Here we go. Back in 2020, here, I'll give you a source document for you guys. How about that? Let me show you. Yes, issued this, actually, no, U.S. Treasury Inspector General, TICTA. There it is. You see on my screen, folks? Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. Report came out in May 2020. High income non-filers owing not millions, billions of dollars are not being worked by the Internal Revenue Service. Not millions.
Okay.
Billions with a B. Hold on. Let me look. Listen to me carefully. IRS refused
right.
to go after extremely rich non-filers, not making millions, but hundreds of millions. U.S. Treasury auditors gave the IRS a list of 100 richest income tax non-filers who each would owe the IRS about $100 million. You heard that? Not a million, not 5 million. They would actually owe about $100 million each. So each, they made at least probably $300 million. $300 million. and recommended the IRS to go after these people. You would think IRS would go after them, right?
Yeah, was there money in a bank account?
Bank accounts, that hundreds of millions going to their accounts.
Was there $300 million put in a bank account or in some kind of investment?
They don't give any more detail, but the IRS auditors found the IRS's records enough sufficient information, whether that's 1099s or K-1 partnership returns or whatever, the bank records, whatever else that they already saw, that these people would each owe IRS 100 people, that each owe the IRS $100 million. And the IRS was asked to go after them and didn't. And that was before the Corona hoax, by the way. This report came out with Corona hoax. So this was before Corona hoax situation. So when the Corona hoax came out, IRS was already down. Imagine a car chopped back in the head of the IRS. Ouch. They just took them down.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got to go through step three on our website. No, IRS will do nothing. Again, if you're really concerned, really worried about it, no problem, brother. What you want to do, what you want, is when you go to step six, you'll see you can join the Restore Freedom Plan. And you can enjoy 100% guaranteed. We'll fight for you. You will not go to prison, number one, guaranteed, because we follow the law based on U.S. government's official legal website. And we will win for you. We'll prevent the IRS from leading your money, taking your bank account, paycheck, okay, and business, and we'll reimburse you. Even if you lose, we'll reimburse you. How do you like that? No CPA, no tax attorney will ever give you a guarantee that if they lose, they will pay to you what the IRS took from you. Does HR Block do that? Does TurboTax do that? Who? Who out there tells you we're your tax person, and if you lose to the IRS with what we did, the IRS takes your money, we'll reimburse you. Does anybody do that out there?
Not that I know of.
No one does that.
But my next
only
I got one more situation.
Freedom and truth. We are freedom fighters, and we have record of success. We do it because we rely on the law, my friend. Okay. Any other questions, Doug?
Right. Yeah, one more. You know, because I ran into the situation years ago. Next thing I know, they froze my bank account. Now the banks. You think how if you don't file and they just find out who your bank is, they just go in and freeze it. The banks are the ones they don't even deal with them. The bank isn't going to fight that thing.
Doug, let me help you.
What's that?
Did you file on those previous years? Did you file?
Yeah, I filed. I'm saying that was a different situation. But I still filed. But still, I just know that they can come in and they don't care about you. They don't care about sending anything. They just go to the bank and they shut you off.
No.
Just like
brother.
Those idiots up in Canada did during those riots up there, during the truckers convoy up there in Ottawa.
Brother Doug,
they just shut all everybody's bank accounts off. What's that?
Doug, you want to teach me? You want to take back over the presentation and teach me, or you want me to teach you?
I don't want to teach anything. People are not.
No, let me tell you. Let me tell you how it works. If you look at my screen, you'll see that what you did when you filed a 1040 form, that's what allowed the IRS to take your money. You see, the bottom line is that when you sign the IRS form 1040 income tax confession trap form, you state under oath that you owe the IRS money. You are putting the IRS noose around your neck, and you give the IRS the power to audit you, empty your bank account, steal your property, and put you in prison because you signed that 1040 form on your oath with the rope around your neck. Now, let me give you a little more explanation of this thing. When you signed that 1040 form, you signed it under penalties of perjury. You know what that means, Doug? You signed the 1040 form under penalty of perjury. What does that mean?
Right. It means if you lie, you're in big problems.
No,
not only you're perjured.
It means
you're not telling the truth.
It means if you're not doing, if not do anything completely perfectly, you can go to prison for 9 years. Not your accountant, not your CPO tax attorney, TurboTax, HR Block. No. They prepared for you. They fill it out for you. You have no idea what they did really about what they filed before. You don't know. You just trusted them. You trust these tax guys to prepare the form for you. You don't understand. You sign it. Yet when you sign a form that they prepared, they don't go to prison. You go to prison for up to 9 years for each single 1040 form you file. That's what that means. You were deceived to do the very thing that hurt you, just like the corona hoax, Doug. How many people died of COVID? Zero. There is no such thing as COVID at all. There's no such thing as coronavirus at all. You've been lied to. The COVID test is a hoax. It just looks for some genetic material. That's not, there's never ever identified that coronavirus, believe it or not. They never have.
Yeah.
Was the jab. The jab killed you, just like when you signed. So you have a right to trial, brother. Doug, whether it's the IRS, the Forest Service, dog catcher, the local zoning official, any government agency wants to come after you, this is not a banana republic, America. They're just going to come take your stuff. You have a right to trial. The problem is your tax guys, who tend to be professionals and know the IRS, they don't know how to legally challenge the IRS, HR Block, TurboTax, your CPA, your accountant, bookkeeper. None of them know how to handle a U.S. tax court case. So they will give up and do not challenge the IRS for you in tax court because they can't. And because they're confident they don't challenge the IRS for you in tax court, you automatically lose. Then the IRS comes to your bank account. Yeah. But if they know how to challenge, you know how to challenge them like Freedom Law School does, like I've done so, you can beat them. I'll give you one example of myself so you understand, okay? So IRS came after me, okay? Here we go. Freedom Law School victories. I'll give you my favorite one. Yeah, here we go. Yep. IRS came after me for over $663,000 for 13 years. That was 2009. Yep. And then it took me challenging the IRS three different times to beat them because I knew the law. I knew legal procedures. Any accountant I would have hired, CPA wouldn't know how to do it right and win that I knew how to do. I went to IRS appeals office, IRS agent who did the numbers as manager. They said, no, pay mom, you lose. Then I went to IRS appeals officer. She said, Paymon, you cannot challenge a tax. You lose. Two in a row, I lost. And I went to appeal to the tax court. Our lawyer said, uh-oh, I think Paymon may be right. I don't want to look bad before the judge. He was railroaded. He's correctly appealing his case. I'm going to send Paymon's case back down to the IRS to give him a proper hearing so he can properly challenge the tax. And that's what the IRS appeals officer allowed me to do. And I told this new guy that would listen to me. I said, IRS is bogus numbers, BS. You have to, by law, zero out all of this $663,000 for 13 years. And guess what he did? He zeroed it all out. They had page after page of tax lien against me, okay? And IRS removed all of these tax liens. Yeah, I'll show it to you. Here, look at my screen. It's a letter I got, December 2011. Okay, here it is. Okay, I'm going to show the nicer version. But hold on, I got a better version that shows it very nicely. Okay, here's the liens. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Yep, this is better. What does the letter say? Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, withdrawal of the file notice of federal tax lien. Whose name do you see on there? Me. Haman Motahede. Yep. I look down there. All these taxpayers, all these liens. The first page was $99,000 of liens, all withdrawn and removed because I challenged them. Your CPA accountant doesn't know anything about how to do stuff. Second page, they removed the on this thing. Oh, here we go. The second page, the withdrawal of no federal tax lien. More. This time they is over $200,000 of tax liens removed. Got it? So no, they do not just come take your stuff. It's because you're this garbage CPAs, accountants, CPAs, they don't just know zero about taxes. If they knew, they would never have you had to file, have you file a 1040 form to begin with. They would have known income tax does not apply to the people of 50 states. Just pretend to know the law. So what you want to do, Doug, is to go to our website, brother. Okay? You need to go start from our front page, okay, and go take the 7 steps to free yourself of deception, fear,
that's
wrong,
exactly
mistake,
what I'm
gain. Step one, follow the law, go down the road. Okay?
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do, and I'm going to have sift through that with a fine-tooth comb. And I'm very nervous about cashing on a significant amount of money and then throwing it into a checking account. You know, and just wondering why where'd that money come from? You're dealing drugs, they'll shut it down. You never know what the hell they're going to come up with. You know.
Well, I'll tell you
anyway, David, I've taken up enough of your time.
No problem. I'm going to address something to you. You hold on, you're a crypto guy. I'm going to tell you about some of my crypto people, especially. Crypto's gone up quite a bit. Bitcoin went from under 20,000 a year ago to over 60,000. Yes, Bitcoin has over tripled already in 1 year. Because Bitcoin's going to have
right
again.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. So guess what? Look at this, folks. On a 1040 form. The IRS put into 1040 form this question a couple years ago. Right on the front page, near the top, digital assets question, and we'll ask you, Doug, at any time during 2023, did you receive or sell, exchange, or otherwise dispose of a digital asset? You have to answer yes or no. If you say yes, you put yourself on the list.
I haven't filed by the IRS
and robbed. I'm one of those guys. That's why the question's there. Why did they put the question there?
Right.
So immediately when you put yes on there, they put you on, okay, add this guy, add Doug to a crypto people list. Then I will pick a victim amongst them. But now these guys know how to figure out how much crypto they bought, the cost of it, how much they sold it at. It's so complex. We can definitely screw these guys, make a lot of money out of them, and make everybody scared. Be a good slave. See me get those crypto people. You crypto people, you're a slave because we got these crypto people. You're volunteering to identify yourself as a victim.
Right.
But you don't want to do that. You're going to lie, maybe.
Yeah.
If you say no, now you're going to prison for up to 9 years because you lied on your oath. So what do? You're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't. If you say yes, you go on the IRS audit list. If you say no, you can go to prison for 9 years. So the only way out is, the only way out is to do not sign and file a 1040 form with the IRS at all. You don't have to answer a question at all, and you're free. So have fun. Go to our website, Doug, and I believe you're going to love this happiness and freedom you'll find, my friend. Okay?
Well, last year I filed anything was 22.
Good. For 23, you will not have to file. You all
no,
want to do
I'm,
your
I'm,
petition,
I'm,
Bobby,
I'm,
right away. Your petitions, we got step 5,
right,
Congressman. Yes? You want to say something?
What's that?
Okay. I was going to tell you first. What you want to do, Doug, is you make sure you get to step 5, question of authority. You want to write your Congress members, file income taxes, only if your congressman can show you, Doug, the law that requires you to file the income taxes. See, you're not evading. You tell the congressman that, you know, you believe every person should pay the fair share of income taxes according to law. Right? And you tell them, look, I'm not required to file income tax. And you tell the congressman that if, by reading your letter that quotes the law, okay, if they can show that you're wrong and you do owe income taxes, you will gladly pay all taxes due and will consider such payment to be your fair share. So you've got to do this humble letter to your congressman. Now you set yourself up for a win because they can never show you wrong for thousands of times people have done this in America. Our students and others on their own for free at our website, freedomlawschool.org. Not once, ever, any congressman have written us and here are people say, hey, man, the congressman lawmaker said was wrong. Here's the law I got to pay income tax. They refuted what you say in your petitions. They refuted what Freedom Law School says. They're never going to do that. So you all should do this right away today or tomorrow. On your own, do it for free. Or join Restore Freedom Plan. We'll do it for you right away to protect you. All right, Doug, thanks for your question, brother. I appreciate you. Love you, brother. Thanks for asking good, tough question because
you
know, that's the kind of question people need to ask and investigate to find the truth and freedom you're looking for. So let's go to the call you guys from area code, from anonymous one. Before we go, we got one from 970-919-704. Let's see, now we have 405 callers back, okay? 951. Yeah, we got several. Okay, I'll take your calls, folks. Don't worry, hang in there, okay? The anonymous caller, you know, show up your name and number. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I forgive me. I'm a government whistleblower, and if you know anything about what testifying against the government for for what you know about corruption, you know the kind of special attention I've gotten. I'll call myself Jay. I've followed you for a number of years. The last time I heard you was, I think, on SGT report with Sean. I believe it was the last time I heard you. You do great work, and I really appreciate what you do as someone who dedicated my whole life to serving others and as a government employee and risking my life to do it. So I think you do great work. And I talked to Maverick about my case, and he thought you might be able to help me, although it's not directly related to what you do as a tax attorney. What the situation is I had $3.5 million in beneficiary U.S. Treasury bonds, and the ownership of those is under Title 31 U.S. statutes, which clearly defines who owns those bonds. It's either the purchaser or the beneficiary. If one of those people dies, the other becomes the sole and absolute owner of those bonds, irregardless of any other will or trust or anything else. It doesn't matter. The law is very clear. But somebody stole all those bonds, and the Treasury reissued those bonds to the person who stole them, and now they won't. I've filed FOIAs. I've requested audits to find out where it went. But they won't, they know they screwed up and they won't respond. So I need somebody to compel them to respond on what they did with my $3.5 million in beneficiary U.S. Treasury bonds that the only law they have to follow on who owns them is Title 31 U.S. statutes. And it's a real simple law. I could read it to you. It's one little paragraph. And it says if one of the co-owners dies, the other is the sole and absolute owner.
Jay, hold on. I know where you're going, my friend. Listen, I'm not expert on this stuff. I know a little bit about it. I'm not an attorney, by the way. I'm not an attorney, number one. I do know a little bit about Title 31, but not too much. You need to sue them. You need to sue the U.S. Treasury about this. You need a good attorney that can do it for you. I give you a name of call office. I give you like Larry B. Craft and a couple other attorneys I know that will do a lawsuit for you, I believe, and to sue them because this is your money. You should sue them. That's the only way you got to get the money back. They're not giving you the documentation on the FOIA. Sue them in court. That's what you got to do.
I'm getting a lot of feedback on your speakerphone, so I couldn't hear who it was you said to contact.
Call my office.
Okay.
And we'll give you name of some attorneys we know who will sue to get the documents from them on the Freedom of Information Act requests.
Thank you.
And based upon those, Maverick. Yeah.
Maverick,
ask him to give you Larry Beecraft's number. Larry Beecraft. Call Larry Beecraft.
Larry Beecraft?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I will call.
His number is
256.
Tomorrow. What's his number, Larry? 256.
256.
533. I don't remember his number offline. Go to LarryBeecraft.com. LarryBeecraft.com. And you find his phone number. Contact information there.
256-533-2537. Thank you so much.
Whenever you're welcome.
I see that you're giving an interview somewhere, I always watch because I'll just give you a short story. When back in the 70s.
Hold on, my friend. Listen, I don't mind hearing your story, except that there's other people waiting to get the question asked.
It'll take me 2 minutes. I wrote the IRS and the Federal Reserve saying they were illegitimate and that the Constitution says there's no private central banks that are that are authorized by the Constitution. And they had some funny letters that they wrote me about that. That's all I had to say. Thank you
very much for calling, Jay. Hope you get some answers and help from Larry Beecraft, the attorney I refer to you. And let's go to Erica 405 caller. Looks like he is back. He was called earlier. Are you there, Erica 405 caller?
Hello?
Yes.
This is David.
David.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard about you from Stu Peters. Unfortunately, after I had already signed the confession forms for 5 years of past taxes. But anyway, that's water under the bridge. Now I'm trying to get my pension stopped withdrawing federal income tax, and I have a couple of questions on your W-4 form.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So first off, it's a pension after that I received from the Boeing company after 35 years. Of service, and they're 60% commercial company and 40% government contractor.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my wife is not convinced, and so should I check married filing joint as we have been or married filing singly on the W-4?
You are not required by law to file that form at all. It's either you or your wife. Citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., or either of you work for the federal government as employer or contractor or pensioner?
Well, we're not a government employee. We're not a government pensioner. We don't live in D.C. We live in Texas.
Good.
So
you're free.
But in order to stop them withdrawing taxes from my pension that I have been getting, they tell me I have to handwrite and mail in a W-4. So I was going to use the W-4 package that you have on your website.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To tell them to quit and just file an exempt W-4.
You're right. Yes, you can do that. Correct.
Yes. Follow those instructions. But one of the areas under Section 1 asks, am I married filing joint or married filing singly? And if my wife doesn't join me in this, then I should check that married filing singly, right?
No. You are not following our instructions. You do not file a W-4 exempt plain Jane the way they give it to you. You must do it the way we have it on our website. Carefully do that. I'll show you if you go on the right on top of our website, okay? You'll free yourself from tax withholding, okay? So you must do it to the T according to what we explained to you in the form, okay? Here's the packet at the bottom of the page, what to say, what it's already filled out, language on purpose, okay? And that's critical. If the language we have at the bottom of that page be done there, all the attachments that follow, you know, have a government's own official documentation listed, highlighted, attached, must be there. You simply do not file a 1040 form exempt. You must correctly follow our case to do it correctly to be safe. Okay? Just take your time,
okay,
go through what I just showed you and follow those directions. You'll be just fine. Okay?
Okay. One other thing. I did pay tax for 2022, but I don't plan to file for 2023. So the you know, it says you can't fill out this form unless you both did not pay tax in 2022 and you don't file or have taxes due in 2023. It says so right on this attachment.
I know it does. Listen. I'm going to have to cut this call off with all due respect to you, Deb. Because all those valid questions that you have are answered on our on this page. I cannot just take this question, do all these detailed stuff that's there for you on this call. I've got other people's questions I must answer. You need to do your homework. You can free yourself from withholding. All these questions are answered in this video specifically on this topic right there. I spent on this topic, you know, 50 minutes, 5-0. No one can summarize all that in 2 minutes or 5 minutes for you right now. And everything else and written and explain all these little objection questions are valid questions. They're answered there. Do that, you'd be just fine. And then if you have, after you read everything, you watch everything, then call my office. We'll help you for free if you want.
Okay.
But you got to do homework,
you,
brother. Okay, you're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Doug. And let's go to the 970 caller. Is he there or did he lose patience and hung up? He was next. No, he's not there. Sorry, 970 caller. Call back. We got 704 area code caller. Then we got a call from area code 951. Then we got one from area code 941 and another one from area code 704. So, folks, I'm not trying to be mean to anybody, you know, like Doug, but other people hang up because they get tired of waiting. You know, the answers are there on our website. Please take advantage of it for free and then call us if you have further questions. We have to love to help you. So area code, let's see, we're going to get a call from area code 704. Are you alive? Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there for me, 704?
I already talked to him.
You did? Okay, so we got you covered, okay. Then we're going to go to call from Erico 951, Erico's caller. You are next, Erico 951. And look at the number on the screen. You have no more calls right now after him. The number to call if you have a question is 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, you press 1. I'll take your question after this caller, 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, you press 1. Then you take your question after the call right now. We have to make code 951. What's your first name? Are you hearing about us? And your question, please. Are you there from Miracle 951?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My name is Mark. I called before. I found out about you, I think, from the Stu Peters show. I've been actually telling all my friends about you and my family. And so I have a couple questions. Actually, one or two of them are from my friends and family. But we were wondering about the old taxes if the IRS decided to come after somebody who's receiving your services for older taxes. That's one of the things, as well as are there any Social Security disability income implications while receiving your services? And
Hold on. Your first question was, did they come after you for previous years? And if you're not filer, okay. Here's what the IRS wants you to believe. That, you know, Mark stopped on for 2023. You thinking, hey guys at the IRS, Charlie, Susan, David, this Mark guy used to follow the beer, he was a good slave. He stopped on this year. There's about 80 million non-files already. But we must go after him. Otherwise he'll leave the reservation and no longer be a slave. He'll leave the slave plantation. Let's go after him. No, they don't do that. There's already 80 million non-filers. As I shared earlier, IRS was given a list of 100 richest non-filers who each would owe the IRS not $100,000, $100 million. I recommend the IRS to go after them, and the IRS refused to go after them. So when you don't file, the IRS will simply leave you alone, folks. It's just a myth the IRS come after you. They will not come after you for previous years that you filed. Okay? That doesn't happen.
Well, I'm really specifically referring to previous years that they might have found errors on. Would they come after for those filings that may have had errors or may have had inaccurate statements?
Well, if IRS was going to come after you anyways, they would come after you anyways because you filed. You opened yourself to audits. But they're not going to come after you, audit your previous filed return just because, oh, Mark is a non-filer now. Let's try getting for the year that he filed. That will not happen. Okay?
Sir.
Any other questions? You have two more questions,
yeah,
you said?
Yeah, double gear. So the implications regarding either Social Security disability income or pension income, government pension income, is there anything that should be, or, you know, someone who's seeking your services should be concerned about?
Government income, you mean federal government income or state or local? What do you mean?
Yeah, like either government pension income, federal government pension income, or disability, government disability income, or Social Security disability income, military
Social
retirement.
Social Security. If you get federal money, you may earn income tax on that federal money, unless that federal money, like Social Security payments, by federal law are exempted. But you only pay income tax only on that federal money. What you make otherwise in your business or your job at a company, your rental income, your crypto, investments, stocks, bonds, all that, you will no income tax on any of that money. Okay? Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Mark, anything else before I go to next callers?
Well, yeah, I was wondering about the cost of your services. This is probably on your website, so I could probably find it there, but if you could answer that, I'd be grateful.
Sure. If you want to join the Restore Freedom Plan, okay, which I'll show you, it's our step six, okay, for modern-day America's founding fathers. If you do that, then it's basically what you would have paid the IRS. You get to keep 70% of that. and contribute 30% to restore freedom plan, and we protect you all the way. So, for example, if you have paid the IRS $10,000 in 2023, you did not pay the IRS $10,000. No, no, no. You get to keep $7,000 of that, and $3,000 you have to restore freedom plan, and 100% protect you. If you owe the IRS $1 million, you would not pay the IRS $1 million. You keep $700,000 of that million, and it contributes only $300,000 to restore freedom plan. And the minimum membership is $2,000. So even very low income people on Social Security, whatever, the $2,000 minimum, and then you can make a payment plan if you need to. You gotta pay at least 25% down payment, make payment on the rest of it for few payments. And you could even join, make a payment plan, and then refer other people. And when other people join, you pay 50% of the person's first year membership that you refer to us, and I can pay off your membership that way, and with cash in your pocket as well. Any other questions, Mark?
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, we got a bunch of new callers. Let's see who we got on here. We have area code, let's see, 240 shows up as the next caller. I'm going to give a list to you guys, okay? Then area code 402 caller. And then we have one from area code 970 caller. And then I think we have area code 256 caller. So hang in there, folks. I'm going to get to every one of you one at a time, brothers and sisters. So 424 area code caller, give me your first name, I heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Georgia, and I've been following you for years now. So I heard about you on YouTube, and I used to follow you for, I've been following you for a while. My question is, I have had recently, the IRS had sent me a form because of my job. I have a license, and they told me they would not let me reinstate my license until I paid them. When I have they sent me a letter in the mail that said I owe them like $11,000 where I hadn't paid my taxes for, it was only for 2 years. But after I retired, I no longer paid any taxes anymore. Now they have me on the hook to pay them monthly. My question is, if I start to pay them, will that keep me on the hook to continue to pay it, to pay them a whole $11,000. They're saying you can pay us this money or you can file those taxes.
You can pay them and you can stop paying them, but the license is taken away from you. It is not by the IRS. It's by your state income tax agencies that is after you for state income taxes, because your state is the one that issues licenses full of different things, not the federal government. So you can pay them or not pay them. They're taking your license anyhow, but you don't want to use it, doesn't matter. So if you don't want to pay them, you don't have to, because you don't care about the license anyway. But if you do pay them anything, you don't have to continue if you choose to stop. Any other questions, Georgia?
No, sir. That was my question.
All right. I'm glad we've helped you, Georgia. Thank you for calling. Let's go to the next caller we have from area code 402. You're next, my friend, from area code 402. Please give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Yes, this is Cindy, and I heard from you through Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And my question is, we are getting ready to send our freedom packet in to join the Restore Freedom Plan. We've been following you now for a while, since I've seen you on with Mike Adams there, probably, I don't know, about 6 months ago. So we're getting ready to send our form in. Now, our guarantee,
our guarantee. Is that, what if something happens to you? God forbid, you know, we're all not going to be here someday. And if something happens to you, is my guarantee still intact for the rest of my life?
Yes, because I made plans. In case something happens to me, other people will continue to work after you're in law school. Now, they're not going to be like me, the one, the presenter, the researcher, quite like I am. That's the truth. But there's enough people there that I've trained that know how to do it right and keep take care of our existing people, no problem. Freedom also will not grow, perhaps, as fast as I've done it, perhaps. It'll grow slower. But taking care of our existing people is not a problem because the systems are in place to take care of people. Remember this, folks, okay? We are doing what the founding fathers did, okay? They got together and they said, we're going to stop paying taxes to King of England. Yes, they did. They wrote petitions to redress for the complaints they got about the government corruption of the time. The king ignored them. They said, well, government, if you're not going to, you know, if you give us the middle finger, we're going to give it back to you. We're not going to give you any our money anymore. That's what they did, literally. And they were called terrorists by King of England. So, but they joined together, okay, they held hands, and by doing so, okay, they won the freedoms that we still enjoy today. So, you know, the cat's out of the bag. I put out the information. IRS has fallen apart like the Soviet Union did. I know, I remember, and how old you are, Cindy. I'm 61. By 1960s and 70s, even 80s, none of us believed that the powerful communist Soviet Union would collapse of its own weight. From inside, of corruption, implode. But it did. And I know for many of you it's hard to believe, but the third government, the heart of it, and the IRS, the money system, is imploding. And it's unstoppable. We're just going to expedite it and fund freedom movement in America legally and safely and restore America to freedom for you and our families. So even without me, this work will continue and you'll be covered.
Well, thank you.
Any questions, Cindy? You're welcome. My
no,
pleasure.
No other questions. We're excited to get started and pass out some brochures and get some other people going too.
Yep, let's do it, folks. And by the way, call us, folks. We'll mail you for free as many of these Restore Freedom brochures as you want. It's beautiful color brochure that's really nicely done. We this is the third version of it, by the way. We keep improving it, okay? Has our 7 steps outlined in there, okay? Give you a little overview. And on the back, it says, you know, no law requires 98% of Americans to file income tax and payroll taxes. And Restore Freedom, okay, and you regain your power and freedom and stop voluntarily paying the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed. We'll also, if you ask us, we'll mail you again at no charge these new definition flyers I put together. Pay no income or payroll taxes by following the U.S. government's official legal websites. You were deceived into reporting and paying income taxes you never legally owed in the first place. This is about, I think about 10 pages of the laws that you see me talk about. It's all there. And the key pages is all nicely done. Easily explainable. You can just read it and you see, wow. So we'll send these to you at no charge if you just call us, 813-444-4800. As many as you want for free, 813-444-4800. Brothers and sisters, thank you for your support and get the word out to the American people. We have a call from Rico 970 next. Give me your first name, my friend. How you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, this is Steve. How you doing?
Good, Steve.
I've been following you for a number of years, you know, but kind of situation came up with me is that I bought into some property and there's something, I won't say what's on the property, but there's something on the property. I don't want to really tell you what's on the property, but it's in the process of being sold to a pretty big company. And, you know, it's kind of a speculation type investment. And if this thing comes out, you know, it's going to be pretty good. And then, but anyway, I'm under a IRS payment plan for previous tax years, 2017, 2018. And if this deal comes in for me, that there's no way I can get rid of those years. It's probably a stupid question, but I'm thinking there's no way, right? For the years that I'm making a payment on?
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I cannot tell you for sure. what I can tell you is this, my friends, okay? I mean, you were deceived in filing those 1040 forms, okay? So let me see what I can show you that will help you. But, and so IRS, you know, you got my payment plan. But look, IRS, if you look at my list on step three, IRS cannot keep up with filers who have confessed to owing the IRS money like you. And this chart shows that forced collections or levies are down by more than 90% since 2011. Yep, look at this. In 2010-11, the IRS used to levy or take back account paychecks about 3.7 million times. And by 2021, it crashed to only about 300,000. That is over 90% drop. That's huge, over 90% drop. That means IRS is not even able to go after filers like you who confess the IRS money. So if you do not pay him, well, they may come after you, and they may not. I cannot tell you for sure, but, you know,
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm 69, and a few years ago I was following Irwin Schiff, and I got out of the tax movement because of I was following his plan. I didn't pay for a couple of years, but I got involved with a federal whistleblower case, and my attorney told me that if you don't get back in and pay income taxes, we'll lose this case, or they won't settle the case. Well, so I jumped back in because it was a multi-million-dollar settlement I got.
Right.
And so I got back in to, you know, get my payday. You know, I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, I sold out to get my payday. That's what I did. And
gotcha.
I did do that, and I said, I said, well, you know what, I'm not going to really do this tax thing. And then all of a sudden I got involved in another deal, this thing, you know, that I'm talking about. And that's going to, I think it's going to surpass my whistleblower case. And I said, there's no way, man, as soon as this thing comes out, because I've been following you, I believe this stuff. But see, Schiff led me down the road. He didn't do me any favors, okay? He did that zero income tax return. You signed the 1040 form. Once you sign that 1040 form, you are in your history. You're theirs. You know, they own you at that point.
Right, right.
And so I had a lot of bad taste in my mouth. And I've been studying since Irwin Schiff about 25 years ago. Even today, I read all the whatever I can about income taxes and study the Constitution and all that. But the main thing, once I signed that 1040 form, I was sunk. You know, they seized my accounts. They did all that stuff. And so that's why I follow you. And I think you're on the right path to things. And that's why I follow you. I'm just waiting for my next payday. And then I'm going to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what you probably want to do, Steve, is give yourself a peace of mind. You may want to send in for a private one-on-one consultation so I can privately go over all these questions concerns you more accurately and completely, and you feel a lot better. You will apply that to your membership.
Right. That's okay. What I plan on doing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I plan on doing. And then, but I'm not really going to make a move to contact you until I can firm up this completion of this deal. You know, I mean, I don't want to talk about woulda, coulda stuff. I want to know that the, you know, the ink's dry on this situation, and I'm going to get the dough, and I'm going to make the break. And
well, hold on. Let me help you. No, hold on. You want to join before that. Let me tell you why. Because when you have this property sold, the escrow or title company will send a false 1099 report to the IRS, claiming you were
right.
paid $1 million or $20 million of tax income, which is false. You want to join now, okay, as a member. What we'll do for you, we will write the escrow company, the title closing company, and look, here's a law, okay, and we quoted attaches from government's official legal website that shows that you
okay.
are not supposed to send a 1099 about you to the IRS, the closer of the sale. If they do, they're breaking the law. They're violating your rights, and they're not messing up with the escrow either because they're going to sue them, okay? Don't mess up the escrow. And I've done it for people already.
Okay.
And then by doing
okay.
that, guess what? They will not issue 1099 to the IRS about you at all. And I think that's something that you want to do. And at that time,
I never thought of that.
I know you did. I thought about it. That's my job. At that time, okay, then the next year, 2025, okay, then your membership for 2025 will be a big one because let's suppose you would have paid the IRS $1 million, for example, for the sale. If you were 1099, you would say, oh, I got to file and pay. I'm scared. But instead, no. You keep $700,000 of the million you would have paid the IRS. And your membership would be $300,000. And we protect you 100%. So but you want to join right now. Your membership for 2023 is going to be small. Because right now you don't make that much. The minimum membership is $2,000. I'm not sure how much you make. But it's going to be far smaller this year than what it'll be for 2024. Together now, that can help you set things up right for you for the closest escrow so you don't even get 1099. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Very good, Steve. Thanks for calling, my friend.
All right. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. My pleasure, brother. Thank you. I'm 61. We're not that far from each other. You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have now more callers. One from America 256. Another one from America 760. And if you have questions, folks, the number's on the screen. Call 657-383-1755. A telephone pad, then you press 1. I'll take your questions. 657-383-1755 on your telephone pad. What you do, you press 1. I'll take a question after the 256 area code and the 76 area code calling. If you're area code 256, you're live with Freedom Law School. Give me your first name. Have you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Hi, Paima.
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Lori in Sweet Home, Alabama. Oops, I probably shouldn't have said that.
How did you hear about us, Lori?
I think from Steve Peters.
Okay. Homestead, Alabama. Tell me all about what's in your mind.
So the first thing I want to say is I think it was like before the holidays, the chaos of the pagan holidays, someone had called in and said, like, surely these tax accountants and everybody understands the law. And so why don't we have like a class action lawsuit against these people continuing to like file taxes when we don't have to? And so I don't know about that. So I want an answer to that. I would love to see something happen with that because I feel like they're like criminals, just like the government. And so also I had, even before I found you, it was like years and years ago, I found this lady, I think she was like an IRS employee, and she had found a challenge to find the law that says that we have to pay taxes. And forgive me if I shouldn't say her name, but her name is Sherry Peel Jackson.
I know Sherry for over 20 years. Yeah, I know about her. You got it. So,
well, that was like a lot of money back in the day. And so she accepted the challenge and tried to find the law so we have to pay taxes. And there was like no law. And so, dude, they like arrested her and tortured her and everything. Because
you know,
she said
you
there's
know why?
A law.
You know why?
Yeah. Because she said
no.
The truth.
No, that's not enough. That's because I invited her in 2001 to work with me. And Joseph Anderson, the IRS, from IRS special agent that quit the IRS, and other top leaders in the freedom movement, which I gather annually, I used to gather all the top guys of the movement to work and learn from each other like the founding fathers did. That's right.
Right.
And guess what? I invited her, and she refused to accept my invitation to come work with us and learn from each other and help her. Joseph Bannister, the former gun gang, our special agent who wrote this book, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, in 1999, Freedom Law School published this book for Joe Bannister. That's him, his picture. They tried to put him in jail. He was my student since 1997. He did everything right, and he won. He was acquitted by the jury. Sherry, I was at a trial to support her. It was not prepared. Had she had this information, had my support, she would have won just like Joe Bannister. That's what happened. There's a difference. You're doing it the right way or the wrong way. But look at me. I would file the income tax long before Sherry Jackson. She got into all this stuff back in 99. I started back in 1992.
Because
I've been teaching a lot more people, and I'm not in prison. They don't even come after me after all these years. Right? They don't try to put me in prison. They come after me from money, over 30 years of not filing, and I beat them in their own courts as well. So don't worry about all of them that didn't do things right. We're going to do things right at Freedom Law School. We have to do it right. None of our students who stayed with me came to me clean and stayed with me have ever gone to prison. Had the bank account levied, paycheck levied, or home or property seized by the IRS. Okay? So what question do you have for me tonight?
That wasn't really a question, I don't guess. But Yahweh bless you, Shalom.
Uh-huh. What other question do you have? Is that it, Sherry? Laura, you good, or you have another question?
We're good.
You're good? Okay. Great. Thank you. From down, sweet
Alabama.
Oh, by the way, folks, I'm going to be in Georgia. We got to tell about the next steps info. Send me the link for next. We didn't put it on there, did we? Folks, I'm going to be in Atlanta area. Next. We email about that. Next steps info, right? Is the website? What's the website? I got to put it on there. On our website, yeah, that's right. I got to our website. Hold on. I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to be in Atlanta, okay, coming up. And so you can meet me there. I'm going to do all day seminar there coming up. Where's events we have on our website? We'll be having under events. Here we go, events. Here we go. Yep. Next steps, March 14th to 17th in Lanier Islands Resort, Beaufort, Georgia, which is the Atlanta suburb, okay. So go there, folks. I'll be speaking there. Dale Bigtree and Jim Gill, others will be there. So plan to be there, folks. Have this event coming up in Georgia. Yep, there it is. It'll be a beautiful event. all those great speakers, 14th to 17th in Atlanta suburbs. And we're going to do it on Sunday. We'll do an all-day class, Restore Freedom class, for free. Yes, we charge zero. In fact, we'll even pay your lunch at the hotel. If you attend the class, you must attend the class to get a free lunch, okay? Restore Freedom Pass Monday is free. The event costs money, but our class portion is free to everybody, okay? So be sure to go to there. See, you see again, you go on our website. The link is on our website under events. Click on that. And next steps, March 14th to 17th. Be there, folks. And I look forward to meeting you in person, especially those of you who are there. Also, we're doing another event coming up in Orlando, Florida, April 6th at Jim Gale's property, the Golf Landing. We got that event coming up. So, and the videos of the Restore Freedom Rally that we just did, February 2nd and 5th, are available. The Restore for sale, $59 only, okay? And you can click for more information there. And the Monday class is available for free. Okay, you can watch it replays there, okay? And so Slave Nation right now is there also. We have one version of it. We're going to be improving it all in the Slave Nation, but you can watch it there. But we're going to be doing some modifications to it coming up also. The Monday class, though, is going to be free. So with that now, let's go to our next caller from Inco 760. Give me your first name, my friend. And I heard about us. And then your question, please. Are you there from Inco 760? Call from Inco 760. You're live with Freedom Law School. Give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
My name is Fran, and I learned about you from my daughter about 9 months ago. And I have a few questions that I've written down. First of all, I wanted to ask you, when you went through all the court, you had to appear at court, I guess, three different times with that 633,000, was the state involved in that also besides the IRS?
No, it was just the IRS.
Okay. What happened? So the state didn't come after you for any of that money?
Nope.
And that was in California?
Yep.
Okay. So in your opinion, do you think that if we don't file, I'm in Southern California, so if we don't file for, you know, our state income tax, which is supposed to piggyback on the IRS tax, do you think that they don't have the manpower either to come after us?
No, not necessarily. California Franchise Tax Board is the most aggressive, lawless, well-organized, and arbitrary state tax agencies out there. Okay, so I'm going to be straight with you. They're not the same. So that's why some people choose to file income tax with the state of California anyways, just to even throw a bone to the dog, while the IRS is falling apart is easy. Easy to be the IRS. So that's a question but many people could be free of the California franchise tax, but like myself. So it does not mean everybody should file income tax to California either. Okay? It's not so easy as IRS. And no state is as aggressive as California. Some of the more aggressive states are like Oregon, New York, Massachusetts, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. Those are, you know, somewhat aggressive, you know, different degrees sometimes. But other than that, most of the states are pretty easygoing. They don't come after state income taxes. California is like a head and shoulder above everybody else in aggressiveness and organization. But again, it's not always a black and white, Fran. So again, you probably benefit from a one-on-one detailed consultation privately, so I can address all your questions about this and come up with a custom-made solution that works for your situation. And we talked about before about you leaving the Communist Republic of California. But until then,
yes, I know you've talked to me a couple times about that. So,
I really
we'll see. But for right now, and
we're
now I was just
listening. Maybe 4 or 5 years, and you know, we will. So I think you could benefit from the one-on-one, Fran. Honestly, you know, you want the peace of mind. You want detail it privately, not as public call.
Okay. One other question that I just came up with from talking to two calls ago. I am also being sent, because I sent or sold a piece of property in California that's going to have a little bit of capital gains on it. They had sent me an email saying they are sending a 1099 to me. They aren't supposed to be sending me a 1099 from the escrow?
That's right. They should not send one to the IRS or California Franchise Tax Board, nor you. So if you join right away, I may be able to stop them. You should call me before they close escrow. But you said the escrow was closed how long ago?
In 23. In July of 23.
And you have a 1099 already? You have a 1099 already or not?
No, I haven't received anything yet. They
okay,
said
well,
it was on its way.
We can probably stop them if you join us right away, and let me get on that for you. Like I told you on the call, but we got to do it right away because they could
okay.
issue a 1099. We got to beat that. You should call. Joe, Fran, that's what you should have joined back then, girl. Okay?
I know.
So
I know.
Call. You joined for a lower amount. Your membership was smaller, but now we can avoid the 1099 and this big sale going out the IRS to begin with. But that's okay. Join now, better late than never. Let's see what we can do. Hopefully,
okay.
Hopefully we're not too late. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Payman.
You're welcome. Let's see.
Okay,
what do we got on there? Let's see. My assistant show me what I got to do. Go search on this thing. Oh, Freedom Prosperity Rally.org. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Let's see. We have no more callers on the system. I think we have a caller right now from area code 951. We took his call. There you go. 704 caller. We took his call. So I believe we have no more people with questions. I think the queue is available. Hey, anybody with any questions right now, here's your last chance. Call right now. Area code 657-383-1755. HO4 keypad, press 1, and I will take your question next. 657-383-1755. HO4 keypad, press 1, and I'll take your question next. So, yeah, so basically while we wait to see if I have any more questions, I'm going to say you guys one more time. If you go to our website, folks, okay, we have under events, where we have under events, okay, on top page, upcoming events, March 14th, 17th, in Beaufort, Georgia. We don't have it on our website yet, but we'll have one coming up in Orlando, Florida on April 6. And I'm going to come to Salt Lake City, by the way, sometime a little bit later in April, probably the weekend after that, maybe on the 13th, probably, but we'll see, not for sure yet. So with that, we have a call right now from area code 602-60-60, area code caller, give me your first name, and how did you hear about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah, my name is David, and I heard about you from several different colleagues, and I've got a few questions. The first one, I am a contractor of the government, and my company is an S-Corp, so the taxes fall directly to me. And I've been told the way that that would work is I only file for the government jobs that I do, but I would have to file.
Correct. And you have to file, by the way, for that fellow contractor on the 1040 NR form, because you are a non-resident to District of Columbia.
Okay. My concern is once I file, does that not open the door for them to dig into everything else that I do that is not government related?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. My other question is only about 20% for the federal government. The 80% outside the government is state. several states, California, Utah, all the West. And okay. I don't know how we're going to get the cities to not 1099 me.
That's okay. Look,
they can send the 1099s in and we don't have to worry.
Yep. Then let me show you guys on my website, okay? Let's see where we are here on our website. I think I covered this, but I'll cover it again because it's worth repeating for people. Yep, here we go. On step three. Step three is a critical place. A step. Realize the IRS is over 99% bluff, right? I showed you here that IRS in 2017 management decided to leave income tax non-files alone. Guess what? Almost all of these non-files IRS decided to leave alone. Here we go, the charts. Okay? Almost all of them. IRS had a W-2 or 1099 form about the person falsely sent by employer or third party to the IRS about them. Despite having the W-2 1099s, IRS left them alone. See, people assume that, oh, they got my W-2 1099, that's enough for the IRS to come after me. This is where the computers just do it automatically. It must be so easy. Oh, yeah, they're just... They got my W-2. They got my 1099. They know about me, right, David? So with that, they're going to just come after me. No, it's not so automatic, folks. It takes a lot of work. And the IT system IRS is antiquated to 1960s. They cannot do it. They've been unable to do it. Again, these people, they see that 9% IRS, when they decided to leave 99%, 29% non-files alone, when it stopped it, they had the W-2 1099s. So that does not matter. They will leave you alone regardless of the 1099s that are sent about you. By the way, what you may want to do with your corporation, what you could do is your corporation could be a regular, you know, it could be a regular C corporation rather than an S corporation. So let the corporation pay federal taxes to DC, not you. Pay corporate taxes on income, and then your corporation can pay you for your services you provide to the corporation. And now this way, you do not have to file any individual income tax form with the IRS at all.
Yeah, we'll definitely work on that. But for the meantime, just file the NR.
Yep. You can file NR on the federal income that you receive as a non-resident with respect to the Washington, D.C. government, who's foreigner to you in Arizona, area code 602, right? You're an Arizona caller?
No, actually, that's just myself. And we work all over the West because that was going to be one of my other questions you already addressed was the California Tax Board because, yes, they are very anal. So I guess when we work through your system, though, you'll work us through that one.
Yeah. You got a little bit more complex case than other people, David. So that's, again, that's why I do also provide individuals 101. So we'll work that out to come up with a realistic plan that's safe for you. And hopefully you don't have to pay income tax any of these states either. You shouldn't have to. California's the only one we got a little check into a little bit more closely. But you may, and you're one of those people that's easy for you to not to have worry about California because you're not an employee. If you're an employee, you'd be a sitting duck. You teach in school as a California school teacher. You don't file income tax. A few years later, they just come take your paycheck. It's that simple. But you are not an employee. You're an independent contractor. You want to come from here, there, and many of these sources are not even in California. They don't even touch you. Because your money's not from California where they can take your money. They can't take your money in Wisconsin or Arizona or New Mexico. They can't touch your money out of California. So you have a lot more ability to not be able to subject the whims of the California arbitrarily. But then again, you have past renewal contracts coming down the road. So there are options available, but yours would be a little bit more complex perhaps. And again, one thing you may do, you could do legally completely fine is to a corporation in California, let the corporation in California pay income tax And then they send the money to you as services you provide to the corporation. And then you don't have to pay income tax at all yourself.
Very good.
So
one other question, just generally for all the other listeners. A lot of times when you have to take out a mortgage or you buy properties and whatnot, they want to see tax returns. How do you go around that?
You can get a loan without a tax return. Most banks won't do it. Most loan agents will not do it. But with bank deposits, they can see, oh, you got $100,000 of bank deposits. But with that, they can give you a mortgage up to about 30% of that $30,000 your mortgage you can afford. So you can't get loans without a tax return. Always has been there. Always, always, always. Just the more experienced mortgage lenders know how to do that. But number two, David, this is not the time to buy real estate. It's time to sell real estate to a sucker, a normie who doesn't know how the income tax system and the Federal Reserve corrupt system, money system, it works. Because of the fraudulent Federal Reserve system you got, that they make money out of thin air by fraud, these inflations and recessions, inflations and depressions are predictable. I predicted the 08 crash, the last Great Depression we had. We had a recession early 1990s, then went all the way from 1993, things went up straight up to 2006, things topped off, 2007 started going down, and April of 2008 crashed. Right now, it's 2006. The market has been flat for about a year and a half. Commercial real estate is getting ready for a crash. Because all those short-term commercial loans are coming up for refinancing from 3-4% to 7-8%. Landlords cannot do it. People buying homes are barely able to afford the mortgages now. So why would you want to buy a house at the top of the market?
I was just curious of how that works when they require tax forms to review certain, you know, bonds and everything else. So.
Are you going to buy a home now after I told you this?
I don't even have a mortgage. I was just curious how that works because we do have, you know, bonds and other things on our bids and stuff, and they do require tax returns to show those. So what you're saying is we just need to go with a more experienced person that will look more of our assets rather than our liabilities and the taxes that we've had to pay.
And you put more down payment down. You know, so with more down payment, the less strict lenders are more secure you're going to pay because you have a lot more skin in the game, a lot bigger, more skin in the game. And plus, if you're not paying income tax, you should be able to have a lot more money to finance yourself or borrow a lot less, see? So you won't need to go to the crooked bankers as much as hopefully a lot less.
Gotcha.
All right, David?
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Okay, I think we're done for tonight, guys. Thanks for your questions. It took a long time. We have one. Oh, yeah. Folks, we got the event coming up in Orlando. Okay, it's freedomandprosperity.org. Freedomandprosperityrally.org. Yeah, that's good. Freedomandprosperityrally.org. If you go there, link on our website. So it's going to be April 6th. We have a great lunch by Mish Hyman. You know, he's a special chef. We have only grass-fed beef and good fish and vegetarian, good food, only $97, folks, with all these great speakers. Monday, Saturday, 9 to 5:30, Jim Gale, Lauren Witzke, Heads All, Laura Loomer, okay? We have some of these speakers are good. They might be changing, okay? But we have 8 speakers all together. We have a lot of fun, folks, in Orlando area, so. Be there or be square, April 6th. Okay. All right. We have, I think the 951 area code callers on there. I think we asked you this question, didn't we? There's a 951. Let's try one more time. If we take the call from a guy from area code 951, I'm not sure if we did. Let's ask this question right now because I think he's waiting. Yep. Area code 951 caller. You are live, my friend. Sorry we didn't get to you earlier. I apologize. So, better late than never. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, sir, you actually did get to my questions, but
Yeah, I appreciate you. I was just listening.
Okay, very good. All right, brother. Thank you. Folks, listen, I love every one of you. I would love to see a world of being a world in America. If you all just get to live our lives the way we want to. Just go around having fun, playing, you know, loving, learning, like kids, folks. Like a six-year-old child. You remember when you were 6 years old? You just want to run around and play and curious, have fun? I remember those days. Those are great days. I want you to be have that opportunity, folks. Yes, be a six-year-old. Be a five-year-old kid. But to do that, folks, you must seek knowledge. Ignorance kills. Knowledge is power. So go to freedomlawschool.org. As you drive around to work, shopping, errands, listen to our videos that at lunch or dinner, watch on your smartphone, and empower yourself to live free. Folks, I love you all. And I look forward to being back with you next Thursday night. We're going to start at 7:30 next week. We'll move the speed of hour a little bit later to 7:30 next week, okay? So with that, good night, everybody. Okay, guys, tell us about the number of callers, different times, doing the call, question answers. Let me hear about it from all you guys. Anybody here? The guys here just leave. Go bathroom.
Here it's quiet, but then go bathroom out there. Gotta go first.
Questions
or lame? Lame questions. Like we answered the same question four times.
Or
five. You guys should only take like three or four questions and then.
But because you don't want to wait?
Actually, the highest viewership was at the end.
Yeah,
people were in the 90s. Unravel.
Yeah.
Rumble, oddly enough. The highest, just from the highest talent.
Sure.
No. What time of your presentation?
The question and answer.
At the very end of question and answer. Over 90.
Good.
At the end. It was between 70, 80, and then at the very end of that program.
It did get up to like 80, though. Like halfway through.
The 70, 80,
and then
it went
down to 65. And then it went back up.
How many are laughing? Less? Yeah, I think the highest we had is we were in first answer like 55.
Yeah, 200 people. What was that?
The first one. And that's when we had X going on at the same time. And probably this time X wasn't going on.
How come? X was not going on.
Oh,
you can throw them on.
Why?
What happened? I remember I couldn't wait.
That's a big part of being right here. We have very slowly left all my
opinions.
Make sure you guys get your part of that. Visible support. You guys, anyway, is not that. there any other feedback, guys, suggestions? And
guys, the question about the buying a home, you didn't really answer the question.
I did. I said that.
You said just don't.
No, I said that you can get without actually the bank.
I guess that's one little thing you said, but you can also find a private lender, higher interest rate though.
Well, I don't need. I'd have to get all the details, but if you can.
But you're just like, no, you shouldn't be buying a house right
well,
now.
Well, that was it, but really, if they're gonna buy it, how much do you need to invest back?
But if someone really wants to buy a house right now, what would your answer be?
I would say 90% you want to buy it.
Okay. I'm saying they're like, all right, I get what your opinion is, but I really want to buy a house. How do I do it without a tax rate?
I told them
without
a tax rate. I should give them the video. I should give them an FAQ.
Some rich lenders.
That's what I should have done on the FAQ page. I have the video on that.
You have done one like 3 years ago.
I know we'd love to do that, but I should give them a link to that.
You did do
that. That's what I should have done. You're right. That was my mistake.
Because what if the lender doesn't accept bank statements? Okay.
That's why I said more experienced lenders.
Huh? I know my mortgage company, if I wanted to refinance or something, they want my 2 years worth of tax returns. You can do that.
Yeah, so you don't go to those guys.
Yeah, but can you switch lenders? How do you do that?
Sure.
Yeah.
You refinance.
The lenders.
Yeah.
There's no point in me refinancing right now because I have a low mortgage rate. 3.5%.
Exactly. You don't want to refinance. You just want to stay put.
Ideally, pay it off, and then use that money to get a next house.
No. You actually want to actually hold on to that one because your mortgage rate, interest rate, is lower than the inflation. Remember, we came out of the Great Depression. Things were so bad for a short time. It was negative interest rates. Remember negative interest rates?
Mm-hmm.
You put money at $10 million. You have $10,000. $999,000. Because it was really bad, right? It was zero interest rates almost. The 2010, things were so bad.
Yeah, the subprime mortgages.
Well, yeah, there were negative interest rates. You remember that for a short time? It was so bad for the municipality. It's funny, you don't pay a mortgage right back later. Because you don't have to blame bank, they get negative interest rates. If you don't want to do this thing, it's fine. You want to do $900 on payment, but you have to do it for some time, $800. Yeah. At least be old. Guys, remember, remind me, gentlemen, we are going to be able to have the capital.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to
deal with George.
Well, we got to look at this, but we don't order much.
Yeah, remember, he's trying to slide in that Next Steps conference.
All right, I'll feel
later. We should have mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know what happened to me.
Yeah.
You just get one side of those.
I'm trying to wait for you on the camera that wasn't for
you. You don't do that since I brought my screen to pass
it on. That's what I did. I thought you looked forward instead of.
Well, what you do is that you'd be next to me. I got that screen on.
This screen on there.